Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Winning for Life. Winning for life means also that we can win in life, but not everybody who is winning in life is winning for life. So there's a big difference. Today I like to elaborate a little bit about the idea of mindset, self-set, or God-set. What does that all mean? I guess nearly everywhere you hear, oh, mindset is key, and well, that is nearly all, and strategy is not really something. So what do we understand with mindset? And the main part of these ideas of mindset, they talk about what do you believe, or what is your paradigm? What are your thoughts? You have good thoughts, negative thoughts, positive thoughts. Oh, what is negative? What is positive? Okay, who is judging that? So all the shoulds, musts, and whatever judging is in your head might be not the best to support you. But we will see. I'm just reading again The Law of Success by Yogananda. I learned a lot from Yogananda. Even in the beginning, I didn't really understand it when I first read his book or the biography of a yogi. It was some crazy stuff what he said about meditation, 48 years, and well, after death, whatever, we go in different energy fields. And I was not there, had not enough awareness at that time. Today, well, a lot of things are so much more clear. You know, in the end, it started with, like the dervish said, the Sufi said, you need to die before you can live. Oh gosh, my left brain had so much stress with this thought, with trouble with thought. How can I die and then live? I didn't get it. And so finally I understood once, I was walking on the beach in Australia, and then it just was so clear. My ego, my identification, my creation, my attachment to my creation needs to die that the real Wolfgang could live. And why we have this dying and living in this? Because in the very early childhood, we start with some so-called survival strategies. Whatever happens to us, or what even bring from old incarnations. But the normal thing is for all of us that we have our uniqueness, want to express our uniqueness, even have still memory and contact to the world we are just coming from. And then, it hits us very in the face, if it's parents, if it's other people, who say, wow, it's all bullshit. We are here on the 3D level, and this is how it is. And like I experienced, my dad said, as long you live here in this household, you put your legs under the table, you do what I want. But it was not just do what I want, it was somehow his expression. You have to see and live the world I see and live in. So, and then you feel, maybe you experience it as well, or just in different expressions, but that you feel, I'm not okay because I feel different. I don't understand it. But as little we are, and we as humans come too early on this 3D level and can't survive just on our own. We need other people. We need touches. We need food. We need this caring. And then we adjust. We put away who we truly are. And that's where we create so-called survival strategies. And it's really, at that point, it's about living or dying. So if we have survival strategy because otherwise we would die, or what we create afterwards, a persona which should survive, there is, if you would take it away, close to the feeling, or is the feeling of dying faced with death. And that's why so many people protect their ego, their identification, because they don't feel, see the difference there. Because if you identify with it, you lost your true identity. And the crazy thing is, you need to give up the identification, which causes the stress. Sometimes I have only today feelings like I need to throw up, but there were moments in my life where I really, really felt I will die. And somehow it's true. What I call sub-personality is the energetic field I created as a so-called persona. And remember, persona comes from the old Greeks in the theater when they had a mask in front of their face. And this mask they called persona. So giving up the mask, the persona, if you identify with it, gives you the feeling, I die. But you need to go through, get rid of the mask, that the true you can live. So, in this way, we can say mindset is key, because what you are believing, what is your awareness? The moment you realize it, your mind realizes it, it can change a lot. But my experience is, mindset in this way is not all. Because if it's a childhood, it's with survival strategies, it's different traumas or whatever, we put some energy blockages in our body. And I see it today, like, you know, once I bought a used car, the dealer had a car to show, and after 3 months they sell those cars. At least in Germany, it's like this, and it's you can them cheaper and have not the stress with the big company. So I bought one of those cars. When I got it, and I saw in the setup there was the phone number saved from the guy who was a sales guy. So I wanted to get rid of this phone number because it was not my phone number. No, it's my car. Why is there another phone number? But someone put it in. So what to do? And what you normally do, and every car has this, you can go to setup and then you can make a so-called factory reset and start totally new. So all the memories there, if it's a seat memory, is it phones or whatever, radio stations, all the memories you can take off and create yourself new. And that is with our body also. With this example, I try to express that mindset is not all. Because I realized the phone number is a wrong phone number. It's a phone number from the salesperson, and it's not my phone number. So my mind was aware of these belief systems. I didn't believe anymore that it's my phone number because it was never my phone number. But what does it change in the car if I only change my mindset? Nothing. It doesn't help. Besides maybe not having stress with the phone number anymore and try to use it. But the car still has not the right phone number. And I can't use it. And that is the topic with our body. Mindset is important, that we have the right thoughts, that we don't have wrong beliefs, wrong paradigms, or follow paradigms, like Bob Proctor said, paradigm is a habit of other people. No, it's what's really true for me. But from former lives, from energy fields, from the subconscious field, the collective subconscious field, we can be programmed like puppets on the string. And the mindset is not really helping us. We are still on the strings, or we still have something in our body we can't use. So I worked a lot understanding this and the law of attraction and so on. And I was working on attracting. We've tried to work just simply with willpower, changing things, and it didn't work. Because if I compare it with a computer, the computer has a hardware and a software. So if the hardware is somehow broken, or between software and hardware is what we call today virus and so on, there is something in the program what's not allowing the software to do what it was planned for. So is mindset helping me? Mindset is only helping me if I understand the problem. But understanding the problem alone is not helping me. I need to change something in the structure of the software. I need to get the virus out, that the energy, the bits can flow like they should flow. So that's why I today say cell set is important, because we have programs, traumas, and everything, energy blockages in our body. And we need to create a factory reset. If you don't do it, and I experienced in my life, oh, I was reading books and all this, went to seminars and all those stuff, and nothing worked. Even on the physical level, I went to doctors, what is missing on vitamins, hormones, micro stuff for myself. So we measured all and filled it in with pills or infusions, and still it didn't work. Because there was something while my cells were not really working together, communicating together, because the connection, the information between them didn't work. And there was something in the cell set why it's not working. And one of the last interviews here, we talked about it, how important redox signaling is. I didn't understand how fundamental it is. So you can do a lot in your body, but if there is not the real cells communication, it's like in a soccer team, you can have the best players, but if they don't connect in good communication, so all these 11 players just want to play by themselves and not really connected with the others, this team with the best players will never really win. And we want to win. We want to win in and for life. So it means for life, what is the best for my living and a win-win living with others. So we need to take care and understand cell set might be even more important than mindset. Because if your body is not allowing to do something what the mind want to do, and my simple exercises And you can try it now for yourself. If you have a moment and not people are watching you and laughing, maybe. But you can explain it later and do the test with them. So if they have a possibility now, open your eyes very wide. Big open eyes. And when the eyes are really open, try to be aggressive. When your eyes are open, you can't be aggressive. And your mindset, even with open eyes, you can have the mindset, oh, I should be aggressive now. Wolfgang says, I should be aggressive now. Am I really willing to do it? But on the other hand, he said, open the eyes and keep the eyes open. You can't be aggressive with open eyes because your body is dictating you what you can do. Open eyes means for thousands of years you want to have information in. And the moment you want to have information in, you can't be aggressive. Because it's trained for years. And yet, that's why if people are aggressive, the eyes are getting smaller to focus on the enemy. Mindset helps to understand it. But can't solve it alone if the body is not changing. If you're not changing the eyes, you can't be aggressive. If you're not changing the eyes because you're aggressive, you have a problem. And we see it in the world where people are fighting each other, bombing each other. Look in their face. They can't open the eyes and get new information in. All the mindset, and they're talking, we want peace and they are bad, and we were fighting for peace and all that. Stupid. They need to open the eyes, get more information how to create peace. Think and feel about it. Let's have just a little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
So we understand now what mindset means and what I mean with self-set. And now I add also this maybe new word, at least that I use it in this context is new for me. Maybe other people use it for years, what exactly God said. You know, I grew up in the so-called Christian world, and we talked about Jesus and what he said, you need to believe, and what all is possible, sick people can heal and things. And we thought there is a kind of God power, he can do it. With my mentor, Bob Proctor, already I learned And they used the sentence, don't ask God something to do for you, what he only can do through you and with you. And that is very interesting if we go in the ancient word, in the Asian wording, and Jesus' wording. We need to understand when Buddha talked, he talked 2,500 years ago to people who had kind of understanding how the world functioned at that time. Jesus, a few hundred years later, talked with examples people could understand at that time. So when he said, the Father and I are one, and in the church today we still say it somewhere there or hear it somewhere there, that says, okay, Father and Son, so they're somehow one. They're both a kind of God. Jesus is a kind of God. But what Jesus was teaching is that we all are the same. And I did once a podcast here also. A lot of people are waiting for the Messiah, that he will come and come from the outside. He will be another person. And that's not the truth. He will not really come. He is already there, but we don't see him because, like Bob said, he comes through you. So that means we are all somehow gods. Is this really possible? And coming back to Yogananda, when I read it the first time, and had difficult really to understand it. You should meditate to meet God. So that was for me also. Here is the guy who was meditating and there is God. But that is not the true meaning of Yogananda. And the more I dived into it, I realized what he means, finding God, is find out that you can connect and you can find it in yourself because the Father and I are one. Can we find the oneness? And if we find the oneness, we found God, but we also found that we have the same power. So when we talk mindset, it is somehow the first step, but it's a huge difference in mindset on awareness levels. Like most people just change it and feel better what you're thinking, focus on nicer, focus on what you want and work hard to get it. Well, nobody expects God to work hard. Nobody expects God to have limitations. We all assume God has abundance, unlimited possibilities. He can do everything. And when we are one with God, do we have unlimited possibility, can do, well, everything? And here is mindset important, that you're not thinking against it, because if you don't believe, and Jesus always, when he was healing, do you believe? Do you believe? And it's nice that also for the synergy today, Simon Sinek from the Optimist Company says, work with people who believe what you believe. Otherwise, you're so much distracted and somehow in the team also fighting. So there is a belief, but the belief is more than just the mental thought. It is a kind of really trust, deep, deep trust. It is. If you go with the Bible, it says where the will is, there is kind of hard work. But there is a way. But belief can move mountains. But the dynamo to believe, to go there, Yogananda says, the dynamo is the willpower. And there's a lot of things where you get the mindset in trouble, or the logic, maybe the left brain has struggles. Why is willpower so important when willpower is not so important? Because belief is more important. You need the willpower not to be distracted, not to have the wrong mindset, to really connect with your true self and not be distracted. And when I say there is self-set so important, we need to reconnect. And somehow we taught reconnected healing, Eric Pearl, and just the wording reconnect. And I had a period in my life, and it's not long ago, I really couldn't walk. It felt like this, the end of my life. I couldn't really not just walk and move. It was like over. Old. That's how people are just before they die. And my thoughts were like this. There was negative thoughts. Even if I tried to trick me with kind of positive thought, if I can't walk now today, well, it would be great if it stays like this till 90. I trick myself with the kind of positive, can it stay like this till 90? So if I'm 90, not really walking, but still in this shape, it would be good. I tried to tell this to myself. But it's stupid because I didn't have the right mindset. It was a negative thought. And the main thing, and that's also what sin means in the religious way, in the Christian world, sin means not aligned with universal laws. And when I said, oh, good, this shitty position I'm in, stay till 90 and I just call it good. It is a sin against what is possible, how would my body be when I'm really aligned with the universal energy, and if my cell set is okay again, factory reset, I can start all over new. We get all new cells till the old age, all new cells. But if we have the wrong energy field, and mindset is not just what I'm thinking, it's the energy field I'm creating, then I force the new cells to be old directly. It's like you get a drop of water, cold water, and throw it directly in hot water. It doesn't take long, and the drop is hot. So if you have a new cell and throw it in an old energy field, it doesn't take long. It's old behavior then. We do it. And there are so many studies out there where they put elderly people in situations, I don't know, it was 1 week or 2 weeks. So they created an environment which has, from the furniture, from the music, from everything, but that when they were 20. So going 50 years back. And they lived there 2 weeks. And what happened? You could check the blood later. You can check hormones later and everything. And you saw how they changed in behavior. They became young again. And it is not just the mindset. It was not a programming of the mindset. It was just the environment, and they started to behave different, and they changed the energy field, and then they changed something in their cell set. They reconnected. They went somehow closer to factory reset. And this can be a conscious decision, if you understand it. So mindset can be very important if you then apply and start to change on the self set. And we go then to the God set, really align with the universal laws, not fighting against the universal laws. There is helpful mindset. And self set will function the moment you reconnect and aligned with the universal laws. And when Yogananda talked about meditation and finding God, it was more about realizing how these universal energy, universal laws are functioning, and surrender to it. Not surrender in the victim mood. No, surrender in accepting there is the main power. Because if God can do everything, if you surrender, maybe it's an intellectual challenge for you, surrender to the power of God, then you can accomplish everything. And if you look like people like Yogananda, it's amazing how fast he could materialize, what he created, how many temples worldwide. So money was not the issue. Nothing was the issue to manifest or materialize because he was aligned. And stories like we heard from Jesus making wine out of water, if you understand how all these subatomical parts work and you aligned and can change them, you can change them. Everything is possible. Nothing is impossible for God. But if we are like this, if we made like him, and everywhere said, we are God's creation. He made us and he gave us all that we can use, all the power. So the mindset is important that you can stop thinking against it. The mindset somehow is important if we go to the word awareness. Awareness is just be aware of that. Consciousness for me is more. If you really step in the consciousness, then you are. You're not understanding. For me, the difference is between knowledge and knowing. And since I experience those things, and since I'm really more, and don't like the word working, because it's not really working. It's just connecting with my true self and give up all the wrong beliefs. Let the old beliefs die. Let the old persona die and connect with my true self. But it's not the right wording of connecting, because I am my true self. And then if you understand that, the law of attraction gets a totally different meaning also. Let's talk about it after a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So what is the difference with the mainstream law of attraction and how it really works? Yes, we heard about you don't get what you think, what you are. So here we already understand mindset can't be the most important, because what you think doesn't matter, you don't get it. But it matters what you think, that you're not in the way of your being. And if we understand the law of attraction is, like Bob said, it's not really the right word, it's the law of vibration. So if we understand, even 8 billion people on planet Earth, they all have a unique fingerprint. But they also have a unique, very unique frequency. Sometimes it's hard to imagine, huh? 8 billion people and everybody has a different frequency. Is that really possible? So many different frequencies. Why not? Can you imagine everybody has a cell phone and a unique phone number? Well, that's easier to imagine, huh? Yes. And that is, we all have a unique frequency. And when we come on this planet, in this incarnation, and if we could stay with our unique frequency, we attract automatically, synchronicity. It's not really attracting, it's a kind of word of doing. It is just happening. Everything, what is for your best interest is on this frequency. But here we come. Back to survival strategies and everything. And what everything is happening, man, and you can maybe relate to music if you have the radio station, and sometimes you don't have the right radio station and some other frequencies are disturbing, that you can't hear the music clear. And that is our main problem. Our unique frequency is disturbed. And we need to just get rid of all these interfering frequencies. So it's not about attracting something. It's a hard work and not really working if you're on the wrong frequency to attract what is good for your unique frequency. So you need to change, maybe, or allow to live on the unique frequency. And the main thing is being aware of that and get rid of all what is disturbing. And if we think just in abundance, happiness, on health, then we can come also to a mindset again and say, what thoughts I am creating which are disturbing the unique frequency, which are hindering my natural state and what is the best for me, what is in my highest interest. The problem is we don't experience normally if it's family at home or school or education, is it friends, is it whatever, peer groups, is it later the boss, the company. They tell us what we should do, what they think is their highest interest, what most of the time is not their highest interest because they themselves are tricking and lying to themselves. Then maybe you remember or look for it. I made a episode about everybody's lying to you because they're lying to themselves. So the moment we stop lying to ourselves and really focusing and learning what is my frequency, and here comes the different meaning also of meditation. It's not what we do a lot in yoga studios and try to meditate on this and have no thoughts and blah, blah, blah. It is all on the surface. No. Meditation, and it doesn't matter where you do it, you can do it in a shower, partly in the car or in a park sitting. It is about reconnecting. Just reconnecting. Connect with your higher self and learn to understand what inner voices are there and what is your unique voice, your real intuition, what comes from the so-called higher self, from your soul. It is just learning to get all the other noises away. And it doesn't matter if it's a thought or not a thought. Are you really interested to really figure out what is my higher self? And that is what Yogananda simply means of finding God. Because if God and you are one, you just need to find your true self, and then you're with God. And if you have no other thoughts, boom, then you can do everything. And that's also, if you go in Ho'oponopono idea, the Hawaiian philosophy, with the story that there were kind of prison, there were people who were psychic problems, so they're sick, and here comes a new doctor. And he just walked through and he got the papers, the files about the people and checked them. But he never was sitting down with them talking and says, "Here, I'm the doctor and you're the patient." No, he just walked through them, tried to realize who they are, and then just worked on himself. What it is in me that creates this kind of outside? What can I change in myself, then on the outside it is different. And the story is, after 2 years, they closed this prison hospital because they're overhealed, but not treated in the classical way. I need to work on you. So what can we do also for our environment? And we're automatically doing something in our environment. It's like the cold drop and the hot drop. You don't need to tell the cold drop what to do to become hot. You just throw it in the environment and it will. And I learned from Bert Goldman, who was 3 months with Yogananda. And Yogananda didn't say like all what I learned in church, you're not allowed to lie, you shouldn't lie or whatever. No. Yogananda was in the frequency where he was not lying. There were no lies. It's just totally truth. And Bert Goldman told me, he was 3 months with Yogananda, then Yogananda passed away. And Bert said, for 2 years, I couldn't lie. Interesting part, he couldn't. It didn't work because he was on a frequency that there was no lie. And if we understand that, we need willpower to get rid of the disturbing stuff, to control our thoughts. Are they hindering me? But we don't need to do anything to be in our right frequency. And the moment we are in the right frequency, all the power is there. We can use the power. God can work through us, through the body. We can use the power like God. Like Jesus said, okay, that is even bigger than me. I limit it a little bit because I just only on this planet. God is everywhere. I'm here. But I have the full power. And I can heal, I can do this, I can manifest, materialize everything. And if you have the thought, nah, if that's really true, okay. Then we start with mindset again. What if it's true? Are you ready to live up to it? Not to lie, not just winning in life. And that's why we need to learn, Yogananda said also, not focusing on things we want, just because we want them. And the will to power is not to be addicted to something, not to follow what people say is good, or my dream car, whatever. Like I wrote in my book, Better the Whole World Against Me Than My Soul. Get rid of him. Need nothing. The only thing what you want is be in harmony with your soul, be in harmony with the laws. And that may be. You can drive later the best car, but not because you want it. Because your energy goes there. Because the main energy is be aligned with the true self, with the understanding God and you are one. And here comes a God said. If you aligned with that, God said. And then self said is, okay, you don't need to worry about that. Mindset, you don't need to worry about it. Because God said, and everything is set. And then it goes through you. What is in your highest interest? Your highest interest is always on some planet Earth, serving. But not just as a victim serving, we need to do this, otherwise I'm not a good person. No, because it's our nature. God is good. And you too. And you have all the power. Because you are God. You stop interfering. Like a balloon, you can go high if you get rid of all the sandbags. You have the power. You are good. You are God. Be inspired. Be in spirit and achieve what is there for you to achieve. Live up to it.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.